Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Forever Dog.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review. My name is Clay Tatum, and I'm currently down $50 because of all the stocks, all the meme stocks that I invested. Welcome to the podcast.
Scooby-Doo!
I'm down. This is Rodney Barry. Clay usually introduces me, but today he didn't.
Well,
I'm down $26.
Stop. Rod, what? I normally write something very mean about you, and I forgot to. And so since I couldn't think of anything mean, I didn't say anything. You know the rule.
If you can't say anything mean, don't say anything at all.
Yeah. Exactly. And
Wit's here, too.
Wit's here.
What's up? What's up? Yo, what's up, everybody? My name's Wit Retomish.
Oh, my God.
Who's that guy?
I think this is Miley Cyrus.
My name's Wilbur Thomas.
What's up, y'all? My name's Wilbur Thomas.
Remember when you used to, like, in high school, you would say to do an impression of Miley Cyrus, and I go, "That's a monkey foot," or something like that. I get a laugh every time.
It still gets me.
Oh my gosh, that's a freaking, you're like a freaking monkey foot. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Miley Cyrus
one time,
was different.
Because your nephew Timothy would watch Hannah Montana all the time.
Yeah.
Did they say monkey foot in it?
I don't think she ever said monkey foot.
They would just say something that would get a kid excited.
And did you guys meet her when you made your cartoon?
No.
We never met her. No. We honestly didn't have any... truth be told, we had nothing to do with that one. I think her... Ben was working with Miley on her tour, right?
Yeah, he was like doing some art or something for them.
And he was like, let's see if we can figure out how to put Miley Cyrus in the show. So he came up with that kind of like true romance style episode.
So we
I don't even know if we were in that one, were we?
We were in that one for one scene and
Wait, there's an episode of Stone Quackers that you're not in?
Mm-hmm.
truth be told, let's be honest here. I was being slowly written out of the show by the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
I was lucky to get two sentences in that bad boy. Okay. And we were writing that thing.
Yeah, well, that one was not in our...
Those moments, like me and Clay wrote, I think most of this first six episodes, and then someone else wrote the next three, and I think then me and Clay came back and wrote the last two.
Not the last two episodes, because the last one was the Miley Cyrus one, and it also had Sal the stockbroker from Howard Stern, the Baba Booey show, which I was a.
Baba Booey was on your show?
No, Rod, let me say this again. And make sure you keep your ears open. You have headphones for a reason. Sal the stockbroker from Howard Stern, also known as the Baba Booey show. You ever heard of the Baba Booey show?
I do know the Baba Booey show.
Has Baba Booey. It has Howard Stern. It has Robin Quivers. It has Fred. In the older episodes, it has Billy West, Jackie the Joke Man, Stuttering John.
Got the entire Whack Pack.
Simple Steve, Slow Steve, and Silly Nick. The three.
There's only two Steves?
There's only two Steves and one Nick. Those are the Whack Packers.
There's more Steves.
And so Sal Gilvernally was on the episode, and he had about two lines, but I think he does play a stockbroker in that show. So, and then Baba,
I should have been a stockbroker.
And then Baba Booey was also on the episode. He came in, he said Baba Booey, And I said, get out of here, Tata Toothy.
Tata Toothy?
Yes.
And you had to yell at him.
Yeah, so I did yell at him. So that was pretty cool stuff. You'd probably someone say it was cool beans, and I wouldn't argue with them, and you know, but
there's photos of me and you making Michael Schmeling took some photos of us in the writers room. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I haven't seen the photos in years. Didn't they make a book or something?
Yeah, there was a book, like a photo book of that time period. That was like one of the worst times of my life. It's not because of that job, but because of my personal life. And I look at photos. There's photos of me where I'm like,
Can I fill them in on what was going on with you? Whit had a thing called a time of his life that we called the how do you say it? It's the shitting his pants every day era of Whit's life.
And
he would have to wear a diaper.
Clay. Yeah, basically would have to wear a diaper.
So he looks back, he sees these old pictures of his huge diaper.
Yes.
Well, and that's the flies. Honestly, the truth. There's photos of me from that time period where there is just zero soul.
Yeah.
And Clay's bouncing around with his blue hair going, gibby doo, wow.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at myself going, well, that's a sad guy right there.
Yeah. Every few months we'd have to bleach somebody's hair, right? Yeah. Is that how it used to work?
This is a lot of my problems back then was that I was working on that movie, that May the Best Man Win movie.
Oh.
I think now it's called Jerked. And I was like absolutely miserable.
Where can people see this?
I don't think they can see it anywhere. But it never came out. But it was like a prank movie.
You watch the whole movie, and at the end of it, you feel pranked.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a really tough experience because I don't like messing with people at all, and it was fun because I got to hang out with Drew Tarver. Buddy was in it. Clay was in it for a little bit.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was like an absolute nightmare. It's like the acting part, but anyway, I kept having to do reshoots because.
Guys, I'm looking at this.
Yeah,
you can actually rent that movie.
Oh, what?
You can rent it from YouTube.
Oh, dang it! I was only talking about it because I didn't think anybody should watch it. Oh shit! No, truly, I didn't think anybody could watch it, and that's why I was talking about it.
Well, I don't know if people would want to. They don't know if they would want to spend the $1.99 it costs to rent it.
Wait, maybe it's confused. Watch it on iTunes. I wish that you could watch it on iTunes so that people could review, like, I feel, and just say things like, I feel really bad for Whit. It's really clear that he's unhappy.
Whoa, wait.
Oh, no, it's
wait.
Confused.
No, it's confused.
I'm clicking on it.
We were just pranked.
Why?
Wait, are you near a computer? Rod, don't say anything.
Am I near a computer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now go to Google and type in Jerked Movie.
Jerked Movie.
There's so many things confused about this. Now, don't click on anything. Just tell me what you see.
It's... Okay, well then, you type in Jerked Movie and then it says Watch Now for $1.99.
Okay, don't click on that. Above it, it says May the Best Man Win.
Yeah, it says May the Best Man Win, which is a different alternative.
No, go to the description. What does the description say?
Okay. Two best friends obsessed with making prank videos become mortal enemies when they fall for the same girl. To win her favor, they begin performing a series of dangerous and bizarre challenges.
Now, what does it say below that?
Okay, it says show My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. Like, this doesn't make any damn sense.
What was the info?
It says air date. It says air date 2011, which that definitely isn't the truth.
Yeah. What came before it?
The cutie pox.
Okay, now go up to now click watch now. And let's watch this movie.
Okay. Oh my god. All right, that's really good. Okay, cool. So if you click on it, it's actually an episode of My Little Pony. This is crazy.
What's the episode called?
It's called May the Best Pet Win. can't believe we're discovering this in real time on the podcast. Okay, so cool. I don't have to worry about people seeing this fucking movie because somehow there's been a glitch in the mainframe. And it's actually, if you rent the movie, it's just an episode of My Little Pony.
How bad do you need to drop the ball here, gang?
Yeah.
You can't get even get the name of the movie right.
Yikes. Well, you know it's a bad sign when we shot that movie for like 2 full months and then did, I think, 2 or 3 reshoots.
Right.
And the movie is still under an hour and a half long. Like, they still couldn't find... I mean, no, if, you know, whatever. I feel like I'm being mean to the people who helped me make it. But it was just like... And it's, so a lot of it is, I think, miscast. Like, I probably wasn't the right person to put in that movie. But I had a miserable time. And so, like... But, so when we were making Stone Clackers, I kept having to go back and do reshoots of that movie. So I would be like doing this thing that I was feeling really happy about, and then be they'd go, oh, you gotta go reshoot, which means you gotta go like tackle a stranger in the middle of a Vons, a grocery store or something like that. And it was just and I had to go, and it would always, and I had to get bleach my hair or highlight my hair blonde, and so my hair is so dead in these photos. And I'm just, you know, you ever look at photos of yourself from a time period where you're like, oh, that was a strange fashion moment.
Yeah.
Like I was in between styles. Like I didn't know how to look at that time period of my life. That's how I feel about those photos from Stone Quackers. Like my pants are a little bit too tight and my shirts are like too like new. I don't know. And then my hair obviously is like just a bunch of straw.
Yeah, that was around the time that I remember everybody was buying denim jackets and also boots.
Yeah.
A lot of denim jackets and boots around that time.
But the boots come in handy when you have when there's snow.
I don't think
I only ever had the one pair of boots, and I'm pretty sure it's the same with Clay. But there was like the Brooks time period, which I don't feel bad about saying because he always talks about it anyway. There was like Brooks was in a relationship for a while and then he became single, and then Brooks Whelan. And when he got single, he like looked at himself in the mirror and was like, what the hell am I? And then he got a haircut and bought like a jacket and some boots.
My and then morning he's like, jacket yep. vinyl.
Oh yeah. He bought, he like got super into collecting records. It was kind of like a midlife crisis at 25.
Yeah.
I think cause he had been in a relationship since he was in high school. And so he got super into collecting records and just being like a, just being kind of rock and roll in general.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's that same exact time period is when I look at pictures of myself and I'm like, Jesus Christ, what was I doing, man? Yeah, and that's the risk you take. When you think, when you're a guy or especially like a skateboarder who's never been super good at skating, that's the risk you take. When you follow the trends of skateboarding, the fashion trends, but you don't necessarily have the body or the style, like the look for it, there's a good chance you're going to end up looking like a tool in some photos down the line. And that's, I, you know, I'm guilty of that.
There's a couple of trends in skating that I wasn't a fan of that y'all were, everyone, you and everyone you skated with, like the 6XL t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm still in that.
Not really. I watched an old skate video that I filmed where with you and Aaron in it, and I think it was the peak of big t-shirt. And watching it, I go, well, that's just a little too big.
Is it Skateboard 7?
Yeah. Skateboard 7 is when the t-shirt...
That's the best one. I think that's the peak of the skateboard movies.
Yeah, so I think the one... I think 6 is the one everyone likes, but I like 7.
Which one is that? That's is that one... where Jeremy is skating down the parking garage?
Yeah, there's Smog is all the music in it.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
But
where can you watch these?
Clay Tatum. You just, it's on my YouTube page.
Or
you have a YouTube
page?
I
don't know. I regret fashion shit constantly. But then anytime I'm wearing normal clothes, like just like, you know, whatever is fashionable, like whatever is normal, trendy, like TJ Maxx style, whatever guy, I always feel more ashamed of that. Like, so I look at, like, even the golden one, I watch the clothes that I'm wearing in that. I regret. I'm like, why didn't I wear a hat? My hair is a weird length. And then I'm like, that gold soccer jersey I'm wearing, like, what the fuck am I doing?
I like
that.
I think it's, I don't
why
think
did I think that was okay? And then I regret every 10 minutes, I regret taking off my overshirt while shooting the actual show. And then my undershirt is revealed and it's like tied to the side.
The one you tied a knot in?
Yeah, I tied a knot in it because it was too big. It was like XL.
Well, if it's too big, I don't know if that's a shirt you would pick for your stand-up show.
Well, no, I did, though, because I liked how it looked underneath the main shirt.
Right.
Oh, but then you got too hot.
And I took that off.
Right. And we know that caused problems.
And that caused so – I mean, I don't know if you guys can tell, but there's like a couple montages of just like my feet walking across the stage.
And that was to hide the cuts of
me taking off my shirt.
Whit took off his shirt in a bit that we didn't use.
Yeah, so there's a song in the special that we had to cut out where I'm playing on stage this song called Billabong Board Shorts, which is about getting jacked off by a crab when I was a teenager. And then it faded into me on the beach playing that song.
Right.
But as we were editing it, we were realizing like the narrative of the special was less like silly back home goofing off stuff and more just like about my family and my mom and stuff like that. And so it became like kind of ridiculous to have that.
You,
so we had
you
to
would
cut
say,
it out. But
you would say it was a little ridiculousness, right?
I was like, that's absolute ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Right.
And you'd get sued.
Right.
If you have too much ridiculousness in this,
then we would get sued by Rob.
Well, that's what a lot of people don't know, that Rob Dyrdek actually, not just the word ridiculousness, it's just anything, the idea of being ridiculousness.
Yeah, if there's any kind of ridiculousness in a thing, Rob will, he'll go ahead and sue you.
Remember when Brooks took us to the Fantasy Factory, Rob Dyrdek skate park? And it was very clear that Rob Dyrdek like didn't want to talk to us.
Oh yeah, because he has to deal with us.
As Brooks was introducing us, he was like, "Hey, this is a," and he was stoked to see Brooks because Brooks is on SNL and all that kind of shit. But then there was like four just like dirty skater kids, and Rob was just like slowly backing away into his office, like, "Oh yeah, very cool, nice meeting you. Yeah, good seeing you, Brooks. Thanks for bringing your friends here. Gotta go into my office now. See you." And then slammed the door.
I do like to think that he has papers he has to go file in his office, though.
I don't know, man. There's a video of him. I think it's like him negotiating Josh Kalis. Is it Josh Kalis?
I think so.
Josh Kalis's shoe contract or something like that on YouTube from the 90s. It's very clear that he's a businessman.
Oh.
Literally, I mean, yeah. In a motel.
That makes sense because he's a very successful person.
Yeah.
He's made a lot of money.
Skateboard money. Yeah. Skateboard dollars is what we say.
Skateboard money. And also, I guess ridiculousness is probably on its 37th season at MTV.
Yeah.
did we see a movie?
Yeah, we did.
What movie did we see?
So we drove to Nantucket.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Nice road trip with the boys.
We went on a road trip with the boys to Nantucket to see a little movie called The Kid Detective, starring Adam Brody. And I gotta say, guys, I was watching this movie. And Clay, of course, he was having a hard time. He was shaking back and forth because a lot of people don't know this, but Clay's on a no-burger diet.
Exactly.
And that diet consists
Can I say why?
Why? Yeah, why?
I'm 800 pounds.
Clay has gained 600 pounds during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know this. Sorry, Clay, to put you on blast.
Yeah, go ahead. Blast me.
So he's convinced that he can lose the 600 pounds by not eating burgers anymore.
right? In 4 days. That's the 4 days.
Everything
day.
Else.
Yeah. No Burger 4 day challenge. It's been, you probably heard that on the internet lately.
It's the 4 day No Burger challenge.
Clay, that's honestly psycho to me.
Basically, yeah. And if any graphic designers, I gotta give a shout out to the dude who did the Apparently Kid.
That was really good.
That was incredible. Let's see this guy. Let's find him. He did a real. He do good job. He do absolutely good job. Exactly. Sorry, just gotta find him here. Having a little bit of a hard time. Pete Phillips. Pete Phillips. Pete Abides Online. We gotta say you knocked it out of the park. And here's another task for you. I don't even know if this is even Photoshop worthy, but here's Clay's top four ways to lose 600 pounds during a pandemic by doing the No Burger Daily Diet. The 4 day No Burger Daily Diet, right?
Yes.
No, wait. Four day No Daily Burger Diet. Is that what you would call it?
Run that by me one more time.
Is it let me try.
No, no,
can
no.
I try?
Can y'all try at the same time?
Yeah, sure. All right. So one, two, three. Four day daily no burger challenge.
Challenge, yes.
No, it's a diet though, right?
So I was doing the diet 4 challenge. Four day dirty dollar no burger.
But there's four steps to it. And what are those steps? Number one is obviously don't eat burger for 4 days.
Right, except for after nine.
Wait, you can eat a burger after nine on the No Burger Daily Diet Challenge?
9 p.m.
It's daily, not nightly.
And legally, it's nighttime after nine, which we all know that.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
So you can't eat a burger until
just
after
to make sure,
9 p.m.
Just to know why people know, like, I was sweating bullets during the whole movies because it was a matinee.
Yeah, and he was just waiting for his nightly burger.
Yes.
And it's hard for him to see a movie without his mid-movie burger.
Exactly.
Right. And because of the pandemic, it's especially hard because of the pandemic, there's not a lot of people seeing movies. So a lot of times when we go to these movies, we're the only people there. And so we're able to pause the movie so Clay can go get his mid. We just shout back to the guy.
I say
sometimes they give us the remote control.
Right. And I would say give me my Kobe beef on bread, which is what I call a burger.
And yeah.
They would
Kobe beef on bread.
Yeah. And also people that don't know, when I say cheeseburger, I mean a Kobe beef burger. That's the only cheeseburger that I like. And with nacho cheese that you'd find at you only get at a ballpark.
You get it with nacho cheese?
That sounds so fucking good. Oh, dude, so the other day, me and CJ got so we're only on step one of this, so we will complete this later. The other day, me and CJ got burgers. CJ's in my pod, by the way. That's the only guy I see. And no offense, Clay and Ron. But so
and when you say pod, you mean your Joe Rogan Experience listening podcast.
Yeah, we get together, we listen to Rogan, and then we ordered burgers, and they forgot to put cheese on either of our burgers, but we also got mac and cheese as a side, and I put mac and cheese on that burger. I put mac and cheese on that burger, and
mac
it was
on that burger?
Freaking delicious. I mean, talking about taking a lemon and making lemonade.
Exactly.
Oh my freaking God. And then CJ, I see him walking back to his kitchen and he's all frustrated. And I'm like, what's wrong? He goes, I fucking hate ordering burgers because they always fuck it up and it never tastes good. They forgot cheese. And I go, oh yeah.
Can I stop you?
What's up?
Where are you getting all this? Are you getting different items from different places or?
No. I can't remember the name of the restaurant. It's some restaurant in Pasadena that CJ likes. Sorry, we got mac and cheese and burgers. That's what we got. So CJ's frustrated walking back to the kitchen. Fuck this fucking bullshit. Forgot my fucking cheese. And I say, oh, I put the mac and cheese on my burger. And CJ turned back to me.
What did he
do?
As
if I had just told him that his entire family died at 9/11.
Exactly.
Because he wanted to go back in time to be able to put mac and cheese on his burger.
Exactly. Wait, did this? Wait, are you? Did he eat the burger? I'm sorry, I'm lost.
What are you saying? Oh yeah, he ate his entire burger without cheese on it. He just powered through it.
Wait. So you haven't even cracked. This is classic Whit, by the way.
What?
You haven't even cracked open your burger.
No. I have eaten. I've taken a few bites out of my delicious burger, but of course, I took longer to take the initial bites out of my burger because I was putting mac and cheese on top of it because there was no cheese on.
Wait,
it.
Was there no CJ around to see you doing this?
No, CJ didn't notice. He just was scarfing.
He had burger
scarfing had and like looking eyes. At TikTok, exactly. Even though he had just rented or he probably just bought a movie for $14 or something.
I love
on CJ. iTunes, and then he just goes straight to TikTok.
CJ is the type of person where. You're like, hey, you want to see this movie? I think you can rent it online. He goes, sure. And he goes and he clicks buy. And you're like, wait, did you buy it? He goes, yeah, what's the difference?
Oh, yeah, he doesn't care. Anyway, I've never seen a guy look so disappointed. Anyway. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Wait, where's the place that you got the mac and cheese and the
burger? I can't remember. It's a CJ exclusive Pasadena.
Mac and cheese and a burger is kind of...
It's like a pub place. You're telling
that's
me...
That's like a lot of... That's a lot.
It's a place that has like burgers, but they also have pasta.
Right.
Burger
One
pasta.
One of those places, exactly.
Burger pasta diner.
Burger pasta diner. Sorry, I must have forgotten about the... Beverly Hills burger pasta diner.
Burger pasta diner actually sounds really good. Beverly Hills Burger Pasta? Yes. Is that what you just said?
For people that refer okay, yeah. to the podcast, that's the neighborhood we all live in.
Okay, step one, though, of the no burger a day daily burger challenge, or whatever it was.
Right.
Daily diet.
Right.
Don't eat a burger before 9 p.m.
Right.
Step two... What is step two?
If you have a burger before 9 p.m., you have to take the cheese off.
Right.
So you have to get the burger with cheese and you got to take it off.
So on the way there, we had to
it's
stop.
It's a diet,
so Clay, on the way to Nantucket, we had to stop so Clay could get a no cheese burger.
I would say, listen, this is. Can we do another burger stop? I know we've done four already today.
And this time he's frustrated.
But can I say something? Can I say why I was frustrated? We would go to the burger store and we would do the drive-in.
Bobby's Burger Store, of course.
But we do the drive-in because of COVID. And yeah. Whit would open his big mouth and guess what he would say? He would say, "I would order for you and since I know the rules, I'm going to get you a hamburger." And you couldn't be more wrong. And like I'm sorry for like fucking lighting your ass on fire right now, but if I get a hamburger, how am I going to take the cheese off? Do you ever think about this stuff?
Yeah, sorry. I'm an idiot. So Clay, yeah. I had forgotten because I'd seen him do it. He likes to order a cheeseburger and then he gets a plastic spoon and he scoops the cheese off and he puts it in his pocket to eat after the burger.
I say double Kobe extra cheese. And since it's the nacho cheese,
oh yeah,
I've just scraped it off. And then
he's wearing basketball shorts, by the way.
I'd scrape it off. It would get on my it would get on my b-balls, and then I would flip it off the b-balls onto your Subaru carpet. And
it's a new car. It's still a new car because I got it right before the pandemic.
Exactly. And so then we would have to go, after we got the double Kobe extra cheese, we would have to go to the car wash and then suck up the nacho from your Subaru carpet.
But yeah. Which
that's
is
step
frustrating,
two.
But I'm supporting my friend in his journey to lose mm-hmm. the 600 pounds. So just so everybody knows, all right, you can't eat a burger before 9 p.m.
Exactly. No burger.
And you can't have cheese on the. If you do have a burger before 9 p.m., you can't have cheese on it.
No, no, no.
You have to scoop the cheese off and eat it after. You have to eat the cheese after.
Right.
So, Clay, all right, so what Clay is doing at this point, this is his fourth burger on the way in Nantucket.
Right.
And he is putting the cheese in a bag. And after his fourth burger, I said, "Clay, are you okay?" And you go, "Well, I'm starving."
Exactly.
Basically. But luckily, you say, I got the cheese in a bag. So you take a straw and you start sucking that cheese down.
Exactly. And this was cheese that I had to get from the vacuum cleaner at the car wash.
Right. Some of it, yeah.
Some of it. Some of it I could just slurp up straight from the Subaru carpet because we did forget to get some spots.
Yeah.
And I would slurp that up and you would have some of the Kobe grease on it.
Yeah.
And...
Double Kobe.
The one problem with it is since I am 800 pounds, it is hard for me to maneuver in your car, which I don't really understand why you got such a small car.
Well, you know, a lot of people would consider the car not to be small. They consider it to be a size.
Right, but
a
most
good
people
size.
Are not 800 pounds.
I guess that's the truth. And at this point, and this is actually a flashback because you kind of have an attitude right now.
Exactly.
You do kind of have an attitude.
Did Clay have an attitude?
Sorry, it's been 5 minutes since I've had a burger.
Clay had a very extreme attitude in between his fourth burger and the movie.
Right.
That gets us into the movie theater.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching the movie. And this movie is about a detective. It's about a man who's a detective who's in his 30s or something. And when he was a kid, he was a very good detective, played by, as an adult, he's played by Adam Brody, who, in my opinion, should be like a proper movie star. Because I don't know why. There's just no actors like Adam Brody anymore in movies. Just like kind of funny, just guys.
Yeah, he's like a Tom Hanks type.
Exactly. Yeah. He's kind of like that. Yeah. So Adam Brody kills it in this movie. And it makes me wish that there was like an entire other decade of Adam Brody being the star of like really cool movies. And his career is really cool. I'm just saying, like, I wish there was more movies that were made where Adam Brody types could be the star of them. So Clay, though, is rocking back and forth because here comes the middle of the movie.
Exactly.
And it's after 9 p.m. He can't pause the movie to go get a burger. So what does he do? He pauses the movie and Clay, what did you do next?
Well, what I did was, can we get to the third rule of it?
Yeah, this is the third rule.
So the third rule is...
Of the diet. What's the diet called again?
The Dirty Dozens burger, no burger during the week.
During the day diet.
Challenge. And so,
diet challenge, yeah.
So I was doing the diet challenge. And I was getting really anxious because I couldn't have cheese on my burger, and I remember what the rule number three was, is you can have cheese on your burger if the burger's uncooked, the Kobe's uncooked, and so
oh,
so get that raw red, raw red, Kobe.
Raw red tartar style. Uh-huh. And also the nacho cheese has to be watered down with tap and cold.
Room temp tap. Oh, cold tap?
Cold tap, but room temp cheddar.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
But it's after 9 p.m., though, so Clay can't have that. So Clay leaves
because
he gets this burst of excitement.
And you know what? When I get excited,
on some cold Kobe.
When I get excited at my way, I basically just roll around.
So Clay starts rolling around. He's so excited, and he starts going, "Ooh!" And he's thinking about his room temp tap on some cold Kobe.
Yes, tartar Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then suddenly I say, "Clay, look at your watch, pal. It's after 9 p.m." And you got so mad,
uh-huh.
You turned red, and smoke started coming out of your ears, and you started making the noise of a teapot. You started floating around the room. Clay, I don't know if you remember this, dude. And this is a little bit of an intervention.
It's honestly crazy if you don't remember this,
No offense,
Clay.
Rod, you need to be more sensitive because this is an intervention. We need Clay to get help right now.
It was one of the most insane things I've ever seen.
Clay, right. You were so mad. Smoke was coming out of your ears.
Right.
You're making the sound of a teapot.
Right.
And I do not exaggerate, my friend.
Uh-huh.
You were zooming, zimming, zamming around the entire movie theater. And I thank God.
Can I say something?
Day that there was no one else there. What?
I kind of look like Sonic the Hedgehog rolling around.
Oh,
ball.
Yeah. You were bouncing around like a ball, except there was a little other extra little ball on top, and that was your head, and it was the color red.
Yeah.
And
you look more like Knuckles, honestly.
Honestly, yeah. But he's more of an orange, but yeah.
Well, Tails is orange. Knuckles is red.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of Tails. Sorry, Rod. I gaslit you.
Yeah.
Clay, yeah. You were zooming around because of you can't have your room temp tap into cold Kobe.
Tartar Kobe, yes.
Tartar Kobe, sorry. And you were so mad that you had no choice by the time you landed back in your seat to watch the rest of the movie.
Right.
And I said, Clay, I'm telling you, dude, just power through it, man. You can do this. And you said, and this is one of the best moments of a as a friend I've ever had with you.
Yeah.
You said, Whit, you're right.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And that changed everything for you.
Right.
Literally, I changed your life in that moment.
Yeah, you were basically literally kid going literally.
I was literally kid in that moment. I was going, literally. Yes. I was going, literally, you just need to sit and watch the rest of this movie, my guy. And you said, literally, just I'm going to pause it literally, really 1 second so I can get some gummies. And then he went and got some gummies. And he bounced back into the movie theater and we finished the movie. And the movie was great.
Yeah. How far in the movie are we now?
We're done. It's done.
Oh. We watched the whole thing.
Right.
And Clay is looking at himself, bouncing with joy because he made it.
Yeah.
He made it.
Yes. I'm proud of you, Clay.
Without breaking his diet, without breaking the no burger a day diet for.
Can
four
I confess
days.
Something?
Diet. What?
Huh.
So, the reason why I was so perky at the end, and I hate saying
it's because the movie is really good.
Yeah.
I would love to say that that was the case, but to be truthful with you, it was because. I accidentally had some burger in my teeth.
Ugh.
And when I was jostling and running around, I think I knocked some of the burger out of my teeth. And when the burger hit, I fell back into it. And that's why I currently weigh a ton.
So you gained weight?
I gained 200 pounds, yes.
From that one burger?
So,
But you still like didn't break your diet like, though, because that is technically the same burger that you ate from earlier.
Exactly.
Still in your mouth.
Exactly.
So I think that brings us to rule number one of the diet, or rule number four, or whatever it is. Yeah. Right.
Which is
that if you hold the burger in your mouth before 9 p.m.
Yes, exactly.
And you hold the burger in your mouth, that's still you can still eat that burger after 9 p.m. and it's okay.
Yeah.
So those are the rules of the diet.
If you could hide your burger like a squirrel hides nuts in his cheeks, then that's it's a loophole. It's a diet loophole. And we all know diet loopholes work.
Yeah. And that's how this diet worked, and that's how Clay gained 200 pounds.
Exactly.
The diet's working.
He's 1,000 pounds.
2 feet tall, 1,000 pounds.
Which for people who don't listen, people who don't know anything, that's a ton.
Exactly.
It's
1 ton.
A ton is.
Can I tell you another show of my idea?
Sure. Huh.
Well, you know how I have my show. When I was at my old weight, I had my show, My 200-Pound Life.
Oh, yeah.
You want to know my new show?
Oh, yes. I'd love to hear it.
My 2-pound family.
Oh.
And this is me at my current weight of 1,000 pounds. And about, I would say about 20 of my friends, all different weights, all living in the same house. It's called my 2-pound. My 2-ton family.
Oh, 2-ton family.
Yeah, I think I said 2-pound. I mean 2-ton family.
Right, you did say 2-pound. 2-ton makes more sense.
So are the other family members and friends, they're all 2,000 pounds as well, or you're just
No. I'm 1K, and then they're if you add up all their weights, technically, they would also weigh a ton.
Yeah.
We have all shapes.
So it's probably like about 6 other people.
So just like imagine a big scale.
Yeah.
This is how I imagine it. A big scale, and then on one side is Clay, and then on the other side is everybody else. And the
I don't know why Rod is saying that's what he imagined. I sent him the cut of the entire show, and that is about 90% of the show.
Yeah, so if anybody's listening who does art, First off, we need a diagram of what the daily notebook or daily diet is.
Right. But we also need...
But we also need the billboard for the...
We do need some key art for my two-tone family.
Sorry, my two-tone family.
Yes.
And also, no family members are in this show. It's just your friends. And is this a show for the fellas? Because I got to say, Clay, before you say anything, mm-hmm. I haven't seen this yet. I'm sick of all of these reality shows that are for girls. Exactly. And I need a reality show for the fellas.
Right. Well, we also say we are all day traders.
Cool.
But
cool.
Can I be real with you?
Yeah. What?
Like I said, majority of the show is us on a scale proving to the audience with scientists, with mathematicians, with weight loss and weight gain specialist to make sure that if you put all of us, me being one ton, and all my friends who are of average weight, us put together equals two tons.
Yes.
And that's because on the other side of the scale, we have a two-ton car.
Yeah, which is a Ford Bronco.
The two-ton Ford Bronco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That O.J. Simpson drove.
Yes.
No, it's a new one. It's a 2021 Ford Bronco.
Right. See, that O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah. O.J. Simpson did get one. Oh, he got a fucking Bronco?
CJ got a Bronco, yeah.
That's really wild.
Yeah.
Wait, what year?
2021. Have you not seen these? He got a small one. It's not the big one.
There's a big boy one, and then there's like a regular one that's also big.
It's not as big as you think it is, though.
Whoa, it is a cool car. Is it a convertible?
No, his isn't a convertible. It's cool.
Wait.
I do think those are cool.
I like what color is it?
Blue. It's like weird sky. I don't know how to describe the blue color.
The smaller one kind of looks like a Jeep.
Yeah.
I like this.
But yeah, so just a quick burn here, just to roast you really fast. A lot of people are like, but Clay doesn't look like he's a ton. Doesn't weigh a ton, which is 1,000 pounds mathematically. Everyone knows that. And I say, well, it's not fat that weighs him down. It's his freaking ego.
Exactly. I do have a big ego.
You're taking down your friend. I think that's actually kind of rude.
Well, he's helping me out.
Sorry, I have to help him so that he'll commit to his no burger daily diet.
Right. Which
no burger before 9 p.m. daily diet. Exactly. Or whatever we decided it was. And if anybody does this Photoshop, will you please do the original thing that we decided like 30 minutes ago? That's the name of this diet, not what we've been saying.
Right.
Yeah, get the thing that we did call it originally.
I'm just really impressed with how good the apparently Kid Golden One mashup went by Pete Phillips. Pete Abides online. Right. So if you wanted to, also he did a great, I don't even remember the context of Casey Kasem as the pizza guy, but
Can you say Casey Kasem real quick?
Casey Kasem.
Pizza pizza.
Oh, I get.
Yeah, we're a very good podcast is a thing. There's a lot of
our podcast rocks.
Rock, sure. So what do you give this movie?
Oh, 10 out of 10. Exactly. Here's the deal. Sincerely, Adam Brody, just so good. And he's great in the OC. I watched the OC when I was in high school. I watched some of it. And I related very much to him because he's like a dork who likes Bright Eyes and Death Cab a lot. And then he's been in really good stuff since then, but he just never became like the movie star that he is in this movie. And it's cool that he is finally this guy. Because he's really good. He's just like a really good, fun, funny guy, actor. And this movie is good, so everybody should watch it. Watch it, even if you don't like a present-day noir-style movie, which I get can be kind of cringy, like pitching that to people. Right. Just watch it because he's charming and really good.
All right.
So 10 out of 10 is what I give it.
Wow, pretty good score. For me, I'm going to have to give it a 10 out of 10. One of the best theater going experiences of the year so far. Really excited to get back into the theaters and see more freaking movies.
Right.
But this one was perfect. Perfect first one.
Clay, what about you?
Hi everyone. My name is Clay Tatum, and I sorry if I don't really have a really good review right now. It's because I have burger on the brain, and it's been about 4 or 5 minutes since I've had my last burger. But here's my review. When did they film this movie?
2018.
And when does it take place?
Or 2019, sorry. It takes place in 2019, but also in the 90s.
Okay. And it was filmed in 2019?
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. My name is Clay Tatum. This is my review of Kid Detective, shot and filmed and released in the year 2020, the year of coronavirus. And here's my review. Here's my thoughts on it, and this is exactly what happens in the movie. So this movie is called Kid Detective. I may not be a kid. Technically, I'm 45 years old, and I weigh 1,000 pounds. And I am 2 feet tall. I am a detective because I'm trying to figure out how many people got COVID while filming this movie. And for that and everything else I said for this review, I give this 10 out of 10. It's a perfect score for a perfect film. Wow. You can't really get a better score than that, gang.
Yep, that's everything, right?
Anything else, gang? Anything else we need to talk about? I think, gang, if you want to listen to me talk about me losing money in the stock market, you could go to the Patreon. We talk about that for a hot second.
Yeah. You watch Clay on Twitch. You'll probably talk about it there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or I guess that'd be yesterday. Every Wednesday, me and Clay do a thing on Twitch.
What Rod's trying to say is if you want to hear me talk about my money more, listen, go watch our Twitch yesterday.
You can watch the VOD, I guess.
Yeah. And yesterday, we won a lot of money gambling. So
Hopefully. Are we gambling?
Because we wanted to do it with our friend Jeremy, and he couldn't do it last week. So maybe, hopefully, this might be our last gambling stream because we've lost money all three times except for one time. We've lost money twice. And
oh yeah, that's right. Once. We were up a good amount one time.
Yeah. So.
But anyway.
Yeah. Everybody go watch this because you get a little insider. I don't ever want this to end, this gambling stuff. So
I mean, it is a fun. It is really fun.
Watch it for no reason other than you just get to sort of watch me not want it to end.
Right.
But everybody else sort of be like, you know, I think it's probably time.
I think it's a good time.
And Jeremy is really fun as well. So I think he'll be there tomorrow.
Rod, you're doing something on Sunday, right?
Hey guys, I'm gonna do a Super Bowl watch party on my Twitch. You do have to figure out how to watch the Super Bowl on your own, but I'll be there probably just talking with chat if you want to hang out and you're not doing anything.
I'll probably end up there somehow.
Yeah, and maybe Clay and Wit are they're welcome to Discord in if they want.
Probably
will.
Yeah.
But and that's it.
Okay, gang. So watch. Who's playing in the Super Bowl?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Scooby Doo's and the Shaggy Twos.
Are they going to be there too?
They might be.
Okay. All right. Bye, gang.
Bye.